as we sit, from time to time, it's useful to do what we remind ourselves in the practice principles, to notice holding to thoughts, to notice being present and all of a sudden being in a dream of yesterday, tomorrow, should have, could have. That's fundamentally what we're doing in sitting, is being this moment, allowing this moment as is, and yet noticing when self arises in thoughts, feelings, not noticing it in the sense of keeping track of it, but noticing when we're holding to it, when we're caught in it. And the noticing is the study self that Dogen Zenji reminds us. It's being this moment in forgetting self. No problem with ordinary mind, thoughts, feelings, dreams, arising, passing, except as we grab on to them, as they seemingly grab on to us. That's where and when a practice effort is called for. Some of you might be familiar with the Diamond Sutra, which ends with a phrase. There's a number of different translations, but I'll pick one of them. A shooting star, a cloud, a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew, a bubble, a dream, a lightning flash. This is the way you should see, or to put it, say it differently, view this world, this conditioned phenomena, if we say it that way, like a dream, like a bubble, like a shadow, like a flash of lightning. In other words, they arise and pass, as we all know. It's that we refuse to see them as just something arising and passing, and instead we attempt to make something of them that causes difficulty. So, as Dogen says, in the process of being present, if I say it that way, in being this moment, then they can disappear of themselves. Then, as the Buddha reminds Bahia, what is seen will be just what is seen. What is heard will be just what is heard. What is sensed, just sensed. Cognized, in other words, even the thought, even the dream, even the feeling, just what is cognized, and you won't thereby, therefore, therein, Buddha says, if you don't add on, entangle in thereby, therein, therefore, then you're neither here nor beyond nor in between. You're just this moment. This moment means not suffering out of the dream or the thoughts that we build. That's our practice opportunity, to notice how and where we're building self or story so that we can forget them. Then, right here, this universe is the awakened life. So there's all sorts of ways for us to live in an ongoing change that is our life. No problem with a star in the sky, a bubble on a stream, or even a flash of lightning, even a dream. If we can see them for what they are, appearing, disappearing as our life, breathing in, breathing out. If we breathe in and try to hold on to the breathing in, you could hold on a little bit to it, and then what happens? I don't have to tell you, you all know. If you breathe out and try to just hold on to having breathed out, then what happens? At some point of itself, just this moment, being just this, being just this is not something we need to create, nor do we need to hold on to our dream of how it should be. We can notice those, just like we notice lightning flashing through the sky, so to speak, or boom, the thunder. But if we try to hold on to that, we discover it's long gone. Except if we hold on to it and make trouble with it, we could beat ourselves and others. That's why the Buddha encourages us. That's why, in a sense, our practice is very simple. Noticing whether when you're formally sitting or in a daily life, how and where you're holding on to a dream story, thought, feeling. You're adding on to it, as the Buddha says, thereby, therein, therefore. And the Buddha encourages us, when you will not be therein, thereby, therefore, you will be neither here nor beyond nor between. Right here. This is the end of suffering, stress, dukkha. As you know, this coming Thursday evening, we're starting Sesshin, Thursday evening, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Some of you will be in Champaign in person, others will be on Zoom. I encourage you all to participate as best you can. If you intend to participate, please let Musha know. Those who let him know that they are committing to this or that of it can see either myself or Mushin, depending upon their participation. And there'll be a number of talks, and we'll begin by continuing what I've been talking about today with Case 19 of the Gateless Gate, which is called Nonsense, Ordinary Mind is the Way. So I'll speak about that in Sesshin. Thank you very much.